many commentaries stand on the point that in this version where Yehuda recounts what happened, Yehuda says the brother died when he talks about Yosef. So in our parasha class, we discussed that until that moment, Yosef didn't know what his father was thinking. He didn't know if his father was in on the plot or not. When Yehuda suddenly says openly, our other brother's dead, so then Yosef says, what? He hears that and he realizes that that's what his father believes, that he's dead. Then he could start discussing with the brothers differently. Rav Chalap takes it in a different direction. He says, until now the brothers kept saying, we have a missing brother. And Yosef played his end, and they played their end. We're looking for our missing brother. We have a missing brother. We have reason to suspect he's in Egypt. We're trying to find him. That's why you didn't see us buying food so quickly, but going around Egypt. Yosef says, you're spies. They say, no, we're looking for a missing brother. But now, in this conversation, Yehuda tells him, and one of our brothers is already dead. You can't take the only remaining son from our father. When Yosef hears that, Yosef gets really scared. At that moment, Yosef says, okay, this has to end right now. Because Yosef realizes that when a tzaddik speaks, that's how his mother died. When his father said, whoever stole from you, Lavan, will die. So then shortly thereafter, his mother died. Now Yehuda says, and one of our brothers dead. So Yosef's like, no! He doesn't want them to talk that way. He says, wait, the game has to end now. Get everyone out of here. He doesn't want to risk having his brother, the tzaddik, continuing to talk about him as though he's dead. He's scared that's what's going to happen. And that's why Yosef at that point says, wait, we have to talk privately. And he asks everyone to leave. What?
Is that when he died first?
It doesn't say that here. Chazal give a different reason. I was also wondering if it's connected, right? I don't know.